Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, having raised close to $2.8 million, almost $100,000 more than their goal of $2.7 million, Hope Village in Chippewa Falls breaks ground on their much-anticipated affordable housing development, the primary focus of their capital campaign. This consists of building 28 units, including three six-plex buildings with two- and three-bedroom units and five duplexes with one-bedroom units. The highlights of Monday's event coming next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson, and welcome. It was a warm day Monday for the groundbreaking ceremony in Chippewa Falls. Many were on hand, including Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who we'll hear from shortly. But first of all, going back to the early days, this idea of tiny houses. So what about it, Founder Mike Cahoon?
I just say maybe it was crazy, but I found a lot of people that are crazy to help with the project since then.
Dick Hebert, the chair of the Hope Village Board, remembers first hearing about the idea from Cahoon 8 years ago.
One sunny day in 2016, not as hot as today, at an event in Irvine Park, Mike Cahoon gave me a tour of a tiny house and shared his vision with me. I thought to myself, he wants to do what? I was skeptical. After becoming more informed, I, like so many others, have become a devoted and proud supporter of Hope Village. Mike, thank you for your unwavering devotion and passion for providing hope and meaningful service to families and adults facing housing insecurity. Thank you so much, Mike.
Chippewa Falls Mayor Greg Hoffman remembers first hearing about the idea from Cahoon.
Mike came in, I want to put tiny houses by churches. Greg misspelled. We had a lot of discussions. Should we, shouldn't we? We went ahead and did. It was very successful. Then Mike has come up and found this property. And once again, we had a lot of discussion, a lot of back and forth with the community. But everything that they have done is just amazing how they continue to move forward.
In addition to serving as the founder and executive director of Hope Village, Mike Cahoon also as a longtime associate pastor at Landmark Church in Chippewa Falls, where his longtime friend and colleague Brad Crocker says,
Mike's just always had a big heart to help people, and he's always looking for ways to do it. He's one of those guys that's always looking for, how can I help, what can we do? And this idea got a hold of him, and he just went with it, and the Holy Spirit just really moved to bring all kinds of people around him from all over the place, especially this town, to make it happen, and it's just been amazing to see.
I asked Crocker if he recalls Cahoon coming to him with the original tiny house idea.
Not specifically, but I remember the general time that we were talking about it. He'd been working on a group had been working on some different homeless things, and I remember talking to him. Again, not a specific moment, but he just said, I'm just going to do this. We're just going to go ahead and do this one idea, you know, and neither of us had any idea how it was all going to be planned out. And if you had told us this, all these things happening, we'd have been like, nah, that can't happen. Right. But it did, and it was just one step at a time. We're going to start. We're going to do something to help people. We're going to trust God to do it. We're going to reach out, and God's worked in amazing ways.
Yeah, I find myself spiritually, you're a pastor, thinking about Jesus, and if you have faith just the size of a little tiny mustard seed.
Exactly right.
And that is certainly, it's hard to not think about that.
That's right. When God gets a hold of something, watch out. Mm-hmm. Things that humanly didn't seem realistic or possible, not going to stop him.
And this is really, just talking to the Lieutenant Governor, I mean, this is something so exemplary for so many other communities in the state, because this is a huge problem everywhere.
It is, and the fact that we've been able to do something about it here is a real testimony, like we said, to the Lord, but also to so many people in our community who really said, we're going to make a difference here, we're going to do something really good, and made it happen.
Hope Village Board President Dick Hebert recalls becoming a board member just over 3 years ago, shortly after retiring from his work for the city of Chippewa Falls.
Prior to retirement, two teacher friends separately shared their concerns over the growing number of students who were unsheltered. I couldn't believe it. That reality really tugged at my heartstrings. So when I was asked to serve on Hope Village, I enthusiastically said yes.
Hebert says,
it is easy to stay motivated and dedicated to the Hope Village vision, a community free from homelessness. As a new board member of Hope Village, I learned about our two-phase development project. Hope Village had created a thoughtful plan for the future. In phase one, with the help of a community block grant obtained by the city, Hope Village remodeled our community center, and provided the infrastructure for the relocation of the 10 tiny homes. The second phase was the construction of 28 units earmarked for affordable housing and workforce housing. There was just one obstacle. We didn't have the funds.
Haber says they partnered with Crescendo Consulting to design a strong campaign.
The Crescendo Consulting team, Ellen Huggerholt, Brianna Pica, and Julian Harris, provided expert services every step of the way. In October of 2021, 114 area individuals participated in a campaign readiness study, providing feedback through an online survey and personal and group interviews. The feedback was extremely positive, and it was clear that our proposed campaign had merit, was justifiable, had leadership backing, and the financial capacity to meet a $2.7 million goal. Immediately after the feasibility study, the project transitioned into a pre-campaign phase. Our effort was named the Welcome Home Capital Campaign. Kim Brosis, Mark Brosis, and Mark Reams joined us as co-chairs. Additionally, the pre-campaign phase, there were approximately 60 individuals serving on committees. These volunteers worked diligently to advocate for this project. After months of planning and hard work, the decision was made to move into a silent solicitation phase during the summer of 22. The jumpstart to our fundraising effort was a lead gift of $750,000 from the Edward and Hannah Rutledge Charities and William and Gertrude Casper Foundation. Thank you to Rutledge Charities, Casper Foundation, Julene Bobby, Jerry Jacobson, and Jake Lannenkugel for being strategic and vital partners to Hope Village. Thank you.
Dick Hebert says, thanks to the generous support of additional donors, the campaign moved into the public phase with a successful public launch held at the Heidi Center in October of 2022.
Today, just 22 months later, the Welcome Home Capital Campaign has received just short of $2 million in pledges from 193 individuals and organizations. To my co-chairs and those who participated in the readiness study, pre-campaign, launch planning, and solicitation team, I cannot thank you enough. Also, thank you to all the generous donors.
Hebert says,
in the Chippewa Valley, we continually come together to support worthwhile projects that make our community a better place to live, work, learn, and play.
Finally, Dick Hebert says,
this is a milestone day for Hope Village. There are a few volunteers who have been working tirelessly, who have been working tirelessly and optimistically from the beginning. Thank you to Tom Dremel, Ken Fralick, Shirley Fralick, Gail Klitsky, Ruth Rosenau, and Tiffany Wogan. Thank you.
Chippewa County Board Supervisor George Rohmeyer says,
70 years ago, if these were around, I would have probably been living in them with my family circumstance. I support this 100%, and I really thank the people that are involved. You poured your hearts and souls into this. Great job. Thank you. Thank you.
Hope Village Board Secretary Ruth Rosenau says,
having this affordable housing will allow us to have a transition for people to build up their rental references, build up some additional money, and then when they move faster out of the tiny houses, we can serve more people in our tiny houses.
Rosenau says,
our goal right now, our average stay is around 145 days. We want that to be shorter. And the shorter those days are, the more people we can serve in those houses. So that's why this transitional housing is important twofold. It allows us to serve more people, and it's going to provide revenue so we can keep this village going.
On Monday, Hope Village was also celebrating the achievements of the 2023-24 Chi-High Green Team, comprised of three remarkable high school students, Bella Biederman, Maddie Hunt, and Cameron Gleeman. Under the guidance of Nick Gagnon, academic chair of the Chi-High Science Department, these young ladies secured $180,000 in funding for Hope Village. This grant will fund the installation of solar panels on the community center, saving Hope Village over $8,000 a year in energy costs for the community center and 10 tiny houses. Stanford-bound Madison Hunt addressed Monday's gathering.
When the Green Team first started working with each other, we decided to direct our focus on energy efficiency and taking effective actions to mitigate climate change. In doing so, this focus led us to facilitate the grant application process for the implementation of a solar array right here at Hope Village. In regard to the grant, we had three main objectives that described our intended results, and these objectives are as follows. First, reduce energy usage, environmental impact, and electricity cost. Second, provide increased energy resilience in the event of an emergency. And finally, third, harness community engagement and resident education regarding renewable energy. Additionally, funding for this project came from Focus on Energy, Solar for Good, Solar Moonshot, Federal 30% Direct Pay Provision, and PSC, bringing the total project cost to approximately $180,000. The funds allocated will cover the installation of 70 bifacial panels with 18.36 kilowatt composing the roof mount and 19.44 kilowatt composing the ground mount, ultimately building a 37.8 kilowatt array and a battery backup system containing 68 kilowatt hours of storage capacity. The addition of a solar array will formally declare Hope Village as a community resilience center and increase education for all of Hope's guests. The most positive aspect of this grant is that over 30 years, the estimated lifetime of a solar array, Hope will save $370,000. And the cost of this project for them will effectively be zero. We are very fortunate to collaborate with Hope, as their mission to empower low-income communities through sustainability will thrive for years to come. Thank you.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez was on hand for Monday's groundbreaking ceremony, and she's impressed.
This is amazing what you guys have accomplished here, and we should be looking to you for your leadership in all areas of Wisconsin.
Rodriguez says,
it is so important that the community comes together to be able to have these types of affordable housing that look like they do, and making sure that people have safe places to live, work, and play across all of our different communities.
And founder and executive director Mike Cahoon says communities around Wisconsin are looking to Hope Village in Chippewa Falls for help.
We're currently working with 9 different communities. So oftentimes we'll have a community come and visit us and take a tour, and we'll sit down and talk to them for a couple hours.
Cahoon says,
when we started, there were like 4 tiny house villages across the country, and now there's, you know, 2-3 dozen of them.
The Assistant Deputy Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Administration, Diana Moss, says,
we know every community across the state is struggling with the same things when it comes to affordable housing, for workers, for families, and for community members on the margins. Hope Village will provide just what that name implies, hope for families and individuals facing homelessness in a sustainable and community-focused way.
Moss says,
you know, they say it takes a village, and today here in Chippewa Falls, we're showing just exactly how that's done. It's all about the partnerships, and at the state level, we've been proud to support the building of 10 units, as well as infrastructure and community spaces, through over $3 million in grant awards.
Chippewa Falls Mayor Greg Hoffman says, you've got to remember, this isn't just for Chippewa Falls.
This is Chippewa Valley, Chippewa County. Very important, and I'm just so proud of what is being accomplished, so excited for what you've done and for where you're going, and just want to wish you the best. This is a great project. We all should stand behind it. And I just don't hear anything anymore. Anything I hear about this is very positive, which is real nice to hear.
So again, Monday's groundbreaking means the work begins on the building of 28 units, including 3 6-plex buildings with 2 and 3-bedroom units and 5 duplexes with 1-bedroom units. The project's been made possible through the support of Rocket Construction and funding from the American Rescue Plan via HUD, distributed by the state of Wisconsin. Phase 1 will include the first 6-plex and 2 duplexes, with the duplexes featuring solar panels to keep their affordable housing even more affordable. So the last word goes to the founder and executive director, Mike Cahoon, who says,
it's been a long journey, 8 years, and I think when we started, we weren't really thinking about affordable housing, but partway through the journey, we realized that there's such a low supply, and you know, just story after story of trying to help people get into permanent housing and having such a hard time at it. We were able to help 70% of our guests get into permanent housing, and oftentimes the other 30% may move back in with a spouse or with a family member. So they're not always back out on the street, but sometimes they are. And so being able to have something like this where we can help those that might still be struggling with a recent eviction or having to repair their credit score before they can move out into the community in general will be very helpful for it. So, and always grateful for those that have been so generous with their time and finances.
Hope Village founder and executive director Mike Cahoon. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, focusing on the groundbreaking at Hope Village and the work at hand. Chippewa Valley This Week is a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Albers.